On the phone with me today is Annie Dorham from Tourism PG. Annie, thanks for talking with me today.
Thanks for having me.
So to start off, could you tell us a little bit about your role at Tourism Prince George?
Yeah, so I'm the manager of marketing and brand at Tourism Prince George. So I oversee all of the marketing efforts, and I also collaborate with some partners across Northern BC on marketing initiatives as well.
Great. And how long have you been in that role?
I've been in the manager role for about 5 years now, but previous to that, I was the marketing coordinator. And even before that, I started as a visitor counselor with Tourism Prince George.
Oh, great. So recently, Tourism PG underwent this big rebranding. Was that kind of your brainchild? Was that your initiative?
It was a collaboration of the staff. It was well known that our brand was 10 years old, and that's quite ancient for a brand. And so it was an initiative that the entire team kind of spearheaded.
Great. And can you tell us a little more about the new approach to promoting tourism in PG?
Absolutely. So previously, the brand was based on this notion of urban wilderness. We're the largest community in Northern BC, and we're just minutes from the great outdoors. And to refresh the brand, we came up with this concept of Base Camp to the North, because we are the largest community with lifestyle and urban amenities, and we're still close to the outdoors. And so we wanted to be sort of the jumping off point to a really nice accommodation, and then you can go off and go skiing at Otway, for example.
Great. And what is the process of developing such a big rebrand or marketing campaign like?
So you can't do it in isolation. We took a lot of time to consult with key stakeholders in the community, our members, other like-minded tourism organizations, to really come up with what the gaps were and what we were lacking with the previous brand and how to bring that all together and bolster the lifestyle and urbanity that we knew had been sort of lacking in the previous brand. And we began this process in 2019 and didn't launch the brand or the website until September 2021. So it takes quite a while to do it thoroughly and properly and get all the pieces in place.
Did the arrival of COVID impact that process at all? Did you always have September as your launch date, or was it pushed a little? How did that kind of play out?
You're absolutely correct. We had planned to launch in May 2020. And as you can appreciate, we had to stop all spending and sort of pivot to a local marketing initiative. And so that put the brand on hold for launch. And that's why we decided not to do it until September, because the travel restrictions in the province had been lifted and it seemed like a good time to launch the brand.
Do you think that the presence of COVID will impact how people receive this new campaign?
No, I think the beauty of this new campaign is that it is modular and it can pivot between a hyper-local to a regional focus. So we deem regional our four-hour drive market, and then provincially, and then hopefully eventually soon internationally.
Yeah, so because of course the new public health orders that are in place until at least December 7th have changed the equation all over again. Is that a concern for you at all, or do you think we can see it through the second wave?
Hopefully we can see it through. We are running a campaign right now that's called Staycations, and that's just really trying to encourage folks to book a local accommodation if they're comfortable with doing so and taking on a local experience and maybe getting some takeout food from a local restaurant. We still need to ensure that those businesses are successful and have some revenue coming in. And so that's a way that we can help do local tourism while we wait for the new health orders to come through.
Yeah, and especially in light of the impending holidays and this big kind of shopping business season, I'm sure anything people can do to support local business is appreciated.
It is. We want these businesses to be around in the future, and so it's vitally important that we support them. And, you know, Prince George has some really unique offerings in terms of shopping and culinary And I think it would be a miss to not support them.
And some people have suggested that this travel ban, the new kind of restrictions imposed by public health, are intended as a baseline, that even when the restrictions are lifted, when and if the restrictions are lifted on December 7th, that we still need to kind of maintain real vigilance around how we're interacting with space and other people. Do you have any concerns over doing this work of encouraging travel or tourism at the time?
During the whole pandemic, we have been very careful to ensure that the sensitivity of the communities in which we live and are promoting are okay with having travel. All of the Indigenous communities have been completely shut down for the entirety of the pandemic, and we have to be very, very respectful of those communities that are not receiving visitors. We are in constant contact with all the communities, especially in our Northern Territory, to ensure that we're sending out the right messages. And I think just on an individual basis, you know, if you're not comfortable traveling and you don't want to, I think that's perfectly all right. And I think that's a good tactic to take. And I think it's going to take a while for people to feel comfortable, especially getting on an airplane or going further afield. So it's going to take time to get back to the 2019 tourism levels, but we'll get there eventually.
Yeah. I like that kind of incremental, and as people are feeling comfortable and assessing risk on a day-to-day basis, that's all we can really do, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So I was curious, I read an article a little while ago that said that the infrastructure of working remotely, the fact that that's more available to people now, is encouraging some to embrace the opportunity to live further from urban centers. In BC's case, that would be Vancouver or Victoria, I guess. Is that something you've observed or heard about here? Do you find there's more people exploring the possibility of living and working from Northern BC?
I think it's a nice idea. I think the challenges in Northern BC, certainly in our outlying communities, is they don't have good bandwidth or necessarily access to Wi-Fi or great internet. And so it's a lot more limiting for us to, you know, it's different in Prince George, but in some of the other communities outside of Prince George, just the infrastructure isn't there. And so it's a little tougher for those folks to work from home.
And is that something that your office is considering when kind of promoting Prince George? Is this base camp to the north?
Yeah, I think Prince George is still small enough that you can feel like you're a little bit rural and still have those amenities of a big city. And so that's always been a draw to Prince George, is the fact that you can be out in nature in 10 minutes and then still go into town and have an après beverage or meal or, you know, high-end hotel stay, for example.
Yeah, that's definitely been my experience living here for the past 3 years, mm-hmm. give or take. Mm-hmm. Great. So if people want to explore the options as far as staycations go in their local communities in Prince George, how would you suggest they go about finding opportunities and things to do?
Absolutely. So they can go to tourismpg.com/staycations, and we currently have 8 packages available on the website on that page, and some of them are specific to winter and some of them are just culinary and local activities in the community. So there's a wide variety, which is really nice because you have some options to choose from.
Yeah, absolutely. And in terms of seeing the work that you've been doing on this rebranding, where can people kind of access that material?
Again, on the tourismpg.com website, because that is a brand new website that we launched with the brand. And also, if you can follow us on our social media channels at tourismpg.com on Instagram and Facebook, you will see, especially on Instagram, we've been working really hard on updating our content on there, and I think it's very inspiring and it looks great. So please follow us on Instagram.
That's great. Annie Doran, thanks so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.